As was announced, I'll be reading from Psalms 95, verses 1 through 6. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands form the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
As we continue our study this morning about giving thanks to God and being thankful for the things that we have and praising Him and all the blessings that He bestows upon us, we see in Psalm 95 that the psalmist says there, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, verse 2. And so we know that God is our Father, He's the creator of all things, and it is Him we live and move and have our very being, so we should give thanks to Him. He would that we would give thanks to Him. We're encouraged and we're instructed from the Old Testament down through the New Testament to give thanks to God for our blessings. We talked about this morning the fact that all spiritual blessings come from God, all material blessings come from God, and thus we need to be giving thanks to Him for everything that we have. I know that you're thankful, and I hope that I'm as thankful as I should be, but I realize as a human being, I may not be. I need to really think about every day what God is doing for me and for my family and for others, and to be thankful for the blessing He bestows upon us both spiritually and physically and materially, because God is our creator, He is the giver and sustainer of life. So as we ended our lesson this morning in the first service, all spiritual blessings come from God through Christ Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3 and verse 7, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace. Not only that, but all of our material blessings, its physical blessings, also come from God. In Acts chapter 17, verses 24 through 28, the Apostle Paul says that it is in Him that we live and move and have our being. You know, without Him, there was not anything that was made. And through God and through His Son, all things were made. So God blesses us with every spiritual and physical blessing. And so my responsibility on this earth is to believe God, to fear and to love God, to seek His will and obey it, and to be thankful to Him for all the blessings that He bestows upon us, and be thankful for the avenue He's provided for you and I to be able to come to Him for forgiveness and to set our goal on heaven and to get there through His grace and His mercy. We can be thankful for His marvelous grace and the mercy He bestowed upon us in sending His Son and the willingness His Son had to come and give His life for us. But when we think about giving thanks to God, let's think about giving thanks to God and our attitude toward Him and our responsibilities in giving thanks. We need to give thanks to God for God's love toward us. If you will, look to the book of Ephesians chapter 2, and there the Apostle Paul, in writing to the church at Corinth, he lays out so many of the things that we're to be thankful for, and shows that it is God indeed that blesses us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging in the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus, in order that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So God has bestowed his love upon us. He has given us his will and his way and his mercy through his Son Jesus. We need to give thanks to God for the love that he has for us, and the love that he has shown to us, and the love that he continues to show for us, in the fact that he's continually willing to forgive us of our sins and help us along as we trust in him and obey him. So, am I thankful for the love that God has bestowed upon me? Are you thankful for the love that he has bestowed upon you? Matthew 22 and verse 37, Jesus talked about the first and great commandment, which is this: to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. So if we truly are thankful to God, we're going to love him with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, we're told to trust in the Lord, because it is from the Lord that everything comes to us. We're not to trust in our own selves or the things around us, but to put our trust in the Lord. So God's love for us toward us has been bestowed upon us. It's been made known to us. So are we thankful for that love that God has for us, in that we would trust him and love him as we should? We need to give thanks to God for the price that was paid on our behalf. We just read there in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 earlier of what God has done for us through his Son Jesus. But we know that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but have life everlasting. So there again, being thankful to God for his grace and mercy. Matthew 20 and verse 28. And Jesus came to this earth to what? To give his life a ransom for all. And in Matthew 27 through 36 and verses 45 through 50, we see that Jesus laid down his life for each and every person on this earth. And the provisions are there. God has been good to us, gracious to us. His love has been bestowed upon us so we can have forgiveness through his Son. His Son's love showed up in that he gave himself for us. So are we giving thanks to God for his love, his Son's love, and the blessings that flow through the sacrifice that God gave to us through his Son, and the Son gave to us through his death? So am I thankful enough to pay the price as a Christian on this earth, as a follower of Christ, as a servant of God? Am I thankful enough to pay the price of being willing to sacrifice certain things in this life in order to show God how thankful I am? Are you willing to pay that sacrifice? The Christian life is one of sacrifice. It's one of giving up the pleasures of sin for a season. It's one of turning from the love of the world to the love of God. It is one of being willing to put off things of the world that other people may be enjoying that are contrary to the things of God, and put on Christ and deter ourselves from the things of the world and focus on the things of God. Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 26, there Jesus gave some instructions about how important it is to understand the price that was paid for our sins, and how important it is that we then are willing to make sacrifice on our own behalf in giving up the things of the world to cleave to the things of God, to serve God and do his will. Here, Matthew chapter 16, beginning in verse 24, Jesus said to his disciples, "If any man wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." And so following Jesus means taking up a cross and following him through the path of life that leads to eternal life. And that means that we are going to sacrifice the pleasures of this life, which are sinful, not the things that we enjoy that God gives us to enjoy, but the pleasures of sin for a season. We sacrifice that. We turn from sin and give it up. Over to 1 Peter chapter 4. Turn over there with me if you will. 1 Peter chapter 4, and let's look at verses 12 through 19. Are we willing to make the sacrifice to show our thanks to God for his blessings and goodness upon us? Verse 12 of 1 Peter chapter 4, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing as though you're some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing so that also at the revelation of His glory, you may rejoice with exultation. So we need to be willing to sacrifice whatever comes our way in this life, the things we've got to endure, to be able to do those things and sacrifice the pleasures of sin in order to serve Christ. Verse 14, if you revile for the name of Christ, you are blessed because the Spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. So wearing the name of Christ may mean persecution from people around us. It may mean persecution from those who believe things religiously than we do. It may mean persecution from powers that be, or from society, those around us, or in the workplace, but we're still to serve Christ. Verse 15, by no means let any one of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or a troublesome meddler. That means as a Christian, we're going to serve God and not commit such things, so we won't be suffering for those reasons, but just because we're a Christian and trying to do right, we may suffer pressure from other people. We may suffer things that other people would try to say to us to ridicule us and mock us because we're serving God. And then he says in verse 16, if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not feel ashamed, but in that name let him glorify God. And so serving God and doing His will is very important. Well, are we thankful enough to pay the price of self-sacrifice, of giving up sin and turning and obeying what's right, giving up the pleasures of sin for a season, and not loving the things of the world, but loving the things of God? Are we willing to sacrifice the pleasures of sin for following God? Are we willing to sacrifice in this life some hard statements from those that may not believe the truth when we're trying to obey the truth? Are we willing to go through and take whatever comes our way in serving God, the sacrifice that's to be paid in giving up the pleasures of sin to follow God and do His will? As a matter of fact, Romans 12 verses 1 and 2 exemplifies the fact, and Paul teaches that we've got to be willing to give up the things of the world. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we're not to be conformed to this world. So, giving thanks to God, are we thankful for His love toward us? Are we thankful for the price that was paid on our behalf through His Son, through the grace and mercy of God? Are we thankful enough to pay the price of self-sacrifice, of sacrificing the pleasures of sin and not indulging in sin and not going the broad way, as Adam mentioned in his Bible class this morning, but walking in that narrow way and following that straight and narrow that leadeth unto life? Are we willing to sacrifice the broad way, the easy way, the wide gate that leadeth to destruction, and follow that path that leads to life? Are we willing to do that? Because God has given His sacrifice. His Son has manifested Himself in His sacrifice, and we are to follow then and be willing to sacrifice for God in this life. Well, how thankful am I? Ask yourself the question this morning, as I would ask myself the question, how thankful am I to God for my blessings? This morning I mentioned about the fact that I really can't comprehend, and from the human standpoint, of really loving God with all my heart and all my soul and all my mind. I'm to do that. You're to do that. But do we really understand what that encircles? What is involved in that? From the human standpoint, that's hard to do. So how thankful are we for the Word of God, for instance? Do we study the Word of God? Are we reading the Word of God? After all, the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, and the Word of God is there for us. We need to hear the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, the Word of God, we're to be listening to it. We need to seek the Word of God because it is powerful. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 is perfect, complete, and thorough. And what does it do for us? It furnishes us unto every good work. So are we thankful for the Word? Do we get into the Word? Do we read the Word? Do we carry the Word in our heart and in our mind so that it may help us to, as we go through the day and we go through the week and we go through our life, that word is dwelling in our mind so that we have what's right on our mind, so when temptations come, we can resist them, we can go past them, and we can do the right thing. How thankful are we for the Word of God? Are we thankful enough to really get into the Word and study it? Are we really thankful enough for the Word of God to really take it as it is and correctly apply it? Even if it means that I've got to make a lot of changes in my mind, in my life, so that I can please God and save my soul. James chapter 1, verses 21 through 25, we need to receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is what? Which is able to save your soul. So how thankful are we for the Word of God? Paul told Timothy to study it. We're told as Christians in 1 Peter 2 and verse 2 to desire the sincere milk of the Word that we may grow thereby. So it's important that we study the Word of God and we learn the Word of God. Are we thankful enough to God for His willingness to provide the way for salvation for us, the sacrifice He gave through His Son, and thankful enough that He was willing to give His Word to us that we might know who we are, why we're here, what our responsibilities are, and the end of what's going to come, either in heaven or hell, depending on how we do toward the Word of God. Are we thankful for that? Are we thankful for the Word of God? Are we giving thanks to God for the church? You make up the church and I make up the church. We're the local church at Beulah. We have many friends throughout this county and the city of Coleman and throughout the state of Alabama. You have friends around the world as I do that are Christians. They are blood-bought. Are we thankful for our brothers and sisters in Christ? Are we thankful for the church that Christ purchased with His blood? Because the church is what we are a part of. We make up the church. And the church is so valuable that He purchased it with His own blood, Acts chapter 20, verses 28 through 30. And the church is so valuable that it's the pillar and the ground of the truth when you look at 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. The church is so valuable that Christ, when He died and shed His blood, that those two who come to Him in faith and believe and hear the Word of God and hear the gospel, and their heart is moved by it, and they repent of their sins, confess Christ, and they're baptized, where does Christ put us? In the church. So are we thankful for the church? We need to be, because when Christ comes, He's going to take those that are His own, the church, and deliver the church up to the Father. He's going to deliver the kingdom of the church up to Him. That's where I want to be, don't you? So are we thankful for God and His Word and His sacrifice and His Son and for the church? Are we thankful enough for the church to be what we should be as a member of the church? It starts as an individual responsibility on my shoulder and on your shoulder that we would not be conformed to the world, but be a living sacrifice that others may see. Matthew 5, 13 through 16, that we'd be a light to the world, a salt to the earth, that we might glorify the Father in heaven by obeying Him. Are we thankful enough to do that? Are we thankful enough for the church to be willing and ready and always looking forward to the assemblies of the church? The Bible, the New Testament, gives us example and command to meet together on the first day of the week. It shows us examples of how they, from house to house, were teaching the Word of God and listening to the apostles. So the Word's important. The church is important. Are we involved in that? Are we thankful enough to God for the church and for His will and His way and for the sacrifice He gave for us through His Son to be able to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, that we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord? 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. So I need to be giving thanks to God for Him, for His Son, for His Word, and for the church. And I need to be thankful to God for my family. I'm sure you're thankful for your family, earthly family. I'm thankful for my earthly family. Ephesians 5, 22 through chapter 6 and verse 4 gives an outline of how important the marriage union is, that the husband would love his wife, even as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. Even so, a man ought to be willing to give himself up for his wife and love her as his own body, as Christ loved the church, and he would love his children and she would love her children. They'd love their family. Are we thankful for our wives? Wives, are you thankful for your husband? Are we thankful for our children? Children, are you thankful for your parents? Are we thankful for that because our family is so important? Are we thankful enough for our family to always do what's right to everyone in our family? To the husband, the wife, and the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, whatever it is. We need to love and show the right kind of care toward our family, the right kind of concern toward our family. So if we do, we're going to obey God and share that word of God with our children. Teach them, bring them up. Proverbs 22 and verse 6. And train up a child the way they should go. As fathers are told in Ephesians 6 and verse 4, not to provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Teach our children to respect their parents, and for us to love our children and to be as we are. So are we thankful to God? So we celebrate Thanksgiving. I think it's the last Thursday in November every year. But every day is the day of Thanksgiving for us as Christians. For God, for His Word, for His Son, for the church, for our family. We can go on and on and on. And we can't name all those blessings. But they're there. They're evident. Are we thankful for that? Are we thankful for our life and our health? That's been mentioned this morning by numerous ones in prayer. In the prayer of those that are sick, that are on the list, that we pray for. Are we thankful for our life and our health? Again, Acts 17, verses 23 through 29, that every blessing we have comes from God. As a matter of fact, it is in Him that we live and move and what? And have our very being. Remember, God created man. He made man in His image, and He made woman from the rib of the man. He created man and woman. So we come from God. He gave us life and health and provisions for it while we're on this earth. Are we thankful for our life and for our health? Thankful for being able to move and to go and be active and to communicate to others and to be able to earn a living for our family and to be able to have the health and the understanding of the Word of God to know what it means and to share it with others. Let us give thanks for that. What about our material blessings? Matthew 6, 25 through 34. We covered that in Adam's class in the last two or three Sundays. The fact that certainly we need to be thankful for everything that comes from God. That certainly He takes care of the lilies of the fields and the flowers, the birds of the air. But He also takes care of us who are made in His own image. So are we thankful for those material and physical things we have, such as a place to stay, a place to lay our head down at night, a place to get in out of the weather, for the clothing we wear, for our jobs, for our food that we eat. I don't know about you, but this past week we had the opportunity to eat a lot of good food. And there was a day or so there I ate a couple of meals that I ate more than I should. And eating more than I should now, I eat a lot less than I did 10 years ago. And certainly a lot less than I did 20 years ago because I just don't need it. I just can't eat that much. But I still eat more than I should. But am I thankful for the fact that we're so richly blessed that we have leftovers? There are people in the world that really don't have leftovers that we call leftovers. They have just a little cup of rice or just a little bit of food. And so I'm sure they're thankful for what they've got. But we've been abundantly blessed in this nation. And with the things we have, are we thankful for that? Because God provides us with everything that we have. Food, clothing, and shelter. So may we be thankful for that. Are we thankful for our friends? Proverbs 17 and verse 17, Proverbs 18 and verse 24 talks about a friend. And a friend will stick close to you. Are we thankful for our friends that we have? How thankful are we for our friends? Our friends and brothers and sisters in Christ. Our friends around us, that our neighbors and those that are good people. Are we thankful for those that we meet and come in contact with in life that are our friends? Are we thankful that we don't have enemies breathing down our neck and trying to take us out every day? Are we thankful that we have good friends that we can be close to? Matthew 7 and verse 12, how thankful are we for our friends that we would do unto others, as Adam mentioned in his class this morning, as we would have them do unto us? Are we thankful enough to treat other people the right way and not take advantage of them? treat them the way we'd want to be treated? Are we thankful enough to love our neighbor as ourself? The first and great commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and your mind. And the second is likened to this, you should love your neighbors yourself. Are we thankful for our friends, those that we would call friends, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and those that would be our neighbors and friends? Are we thankful for people that we have that are true friends? Have a man that lives close to us, a neighbor. He's a friend. This morning I was up early, and we were out and about. And as I went, looked out down the road there, just past the where my daughter and her husband lives, and beginning of my next neighbor's property on up the road there a little ways, there was a big tree across the road. People couldn't get in or out. And so my wife called my neighbor. And of course he said, I'll take care of it. In just a few minutes, you heard that big John Deere tractor coming down the road. Had that big blade on it. He came up, got it on that tray, and he just pushed that tree right up back up on the bank of the road and cleared the road off so people could get through. He's a good neighbor. He's a good neighbor. He called me just about every year. He'll call me about February and he'll say, can I break your garden up for you? I've got my tractor. It's all tuned up. I'll come up and break your garden up for you. He's a good neighbor. A good neighbor. In 2011, my mother-in-law, that I love so much, was like a mother to me. She was sick. She'd been in the hospital and she was at our house. My wife was taking care of her. Had oxygen. And you know what happened in 2011? The tornadoes came through and knocked all the power out. We were out, what, a week, 10 days, I don't know, several days. So the power went out, tornadoes came through. He knew that my mother-in-law was at our house. And so, you know what happened? When he realized the devastation, how long the power was going to be out, here he come. He had a trailer with a generator on it. He parked it at our back door with all the plug-ins. He said, here, power as long as you want. He brought fuel to put in it. He said, you make sure that Miss Sarah has her oxygen and you have power for her. That's a good neighbor. That's a good neighbor. And so, do I appreciate my neighbors? Yes. Do I appreciate my neighbors and my friends, even if they don't do things like this good man did? Are we thankful for our friends? Our friends are important. Are we thankful for our fellow Christians? We've talked about that already. But do we love one another? Do we care for one another? Do we treat each other right? Do we speak kindly of one another? Do we have that proper love for one another? Let brotherly love continue, the Hebrew writer says. Are we thankful for our brothers and sisters? Do we demonstrate that love toward others and toward our brothers and sisters in Christ? We talked about this morning, showing that we're thankful to God. Well, if we're thankful for our neighbors and our family and our friends, we need to show it by our actions. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1 says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one. In the spirit of meekness, considering your own self, let you also be tempted. Are we thankful enough for our brothers and sisters in Christ and our friends that if they're caught up in a trespass, that we love them enough to go to them and help them to come out of their situation and make things right in their life? Are we thankful enough for everyone that we know that are friends and brothers and sisters in Christ? Because Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10 talks about the fact that we're to do good to everyone. Let us not be weary in well-doing, but do good to all, especially to those of the household of faith. So how thankful am I for my family, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and my friends? Am I willing to do good to all? If I'm not, I'm probably not showing how thankful I am. I'm probably showing how unthankful I am. Do we demonstrate our love for others? Well, we need to give thanks to God again for all our spiritual and physical blessings that we just talked about. Our earthly and eternal life are in God's hands. We're here by His grace and mercy. We're saved through His grace and mercy when we by faith obey Him. And life is uncertain. James says in James 4, 13 and 14, go to now, you who say today and tomorrow we're going to such and such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. Are we thankful for our life and for the provisions of eternal life? We need to give thanks to God for all that, because life is uncertain. Death and judgment are sure. It is coming, Hebrews 9 and verse 27. It's an appointment. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10, we're all going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ to be judged by the words that Jesus has spoken. And we're going to be judged according to the things that are written in the book and according to the way that we lived toward those things in the book. So, it brings about the idea of thanksgiving and being thankful. I need to ask myself the question, how thankful am I? Am I thankful enough to God for all the blessings He's bestowed upon me and all the things He offers me through Christ to be obedient to Him in baptism and serve Him faithfully? Am I thankful enough to God for my material and physical blessings, my friends and my family, to have the right attitude toward them and demonstrate my thanks toward others and to God every day for the many blessings that we have? Let us go forward and never forget where our blessings come from and what we're to do with them, and be thankful every day. I think it'll help us. I know it will help us to be better servants of God and better prepare us for a life in heaven. So if you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, would you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Confess that, repent of your sins, and be baptized this morning, and you can leave this building a child of God, giving thanks to Him for your salvation through the blood of Christ. If you're here this morning and you're a child of God and you haven't been thankful enough, maybe you haven't lived in a way you should, just be thankful that God has a way provided for you and for me, that if we sin, we can come to Him in prayer, and if it's something that needs to be corrected publicly, that we can come to Him and confess it and pray one for another and for each other and to God. And you know what? He'll forgive you. He'll forgive me. Are we thankful enough for that to take advantage of it and receive forgiveness? Let us be thankful and go to God in obedience. If you're here this morning, please come while we're standing, while we're singing.